It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Now, baby, when you sigh, I want to sigh with you. When you cry, I want to cry some.
And welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland, and Big Fuzz is gone. Back, gone.
It's out of here.
That was the first time, actually, I was making fun of it last night, but that's the first time in a very, very long time that Chris Berman was not doing the Home Run Derby, as he retired last year. So, there you have that. I wish I could tell you more about the All-Star game, but it hadn't changed. Still 1-1.
Bottom of the ninth now.
Oh, great.
Almost over?
No, not a chance.
Not going to end in a tie?
No, because the problem with the All-Star game is the pitchers are too good, and they are pitchers that the other team doesn't normally see a lot of.
That's true.
So, you know, you are talking about guys that they just don't – I mean, they see them more than they used to. But they – I mean, you know, they don't see these guys every day. And it'll eventually, I imagine it'll probably go maybe 10 innings, 11. Someone will hit a home run. Someone will get lucky in a home run. So, you know, I'm wondering, when you think about who could be the MLB All-Star, I mean, Carlos Gonzalez won't be.
No.
Because he's not playing well right now. But Nolan Arenado, he was two for two. Two singles that didn't amount for anything.
Yeah.
Yadier Molina probably, you know, he had a home run. This is where it gets so difficult because, you know, what's a guy going to do in three appearances? Or maybe like three innings of work? Particularly against these pitchers who are pitching lights out. But I do have terrible news from the All-Star game.
Ah! So terrible.
The freeze.
Oh, he didn't make an appearance?
He did make an appearance, but he lost to a fan at the All-Star game.
What? Ooh.
Lost to a fan. The other thing that I have not been watching, but I've been trying to, and I just can't even bring myself to do it, is Summer League, is NBA Summer League basketball. But apparently, I mean, I'm watching just the coverage of it. You can tell that it's way more hype than it's been a lot.
Oh, man.
And I don't know why.
I couldn't find the Rockies game down in New Mexico, but I found a lot of D-League.
Well, that's because it's in Las Vegas, and not the bad Las Vegas. By bad Las Vegas, I mean the Las Vegas in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Did you guys go by Las Vegas on your way down there?
No.
You didn't go that way?
Mm-mm.
It's a pretty cool town, actually. Very small.
Yeah.
But interesting, in the middle of nowhere. Kind of like Las Vegas, Nevada is kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, you're definitely in the middle of nowhere.
And it's hot.
Hot.
Very hot.
It is hot.
Lots of bugs. Bugs.
Yes.
Eaters eating me.
Oh, my goodness. My kid.
When I first got there, there was no room, like beds left, so I had to sleep outside on a patio furniture.
Oh, how was that?
Cold at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and then
they didn't give you a hot. Yes, I'm sure they didn't give you a sleeping bag or anything like that.
Oh, I had a sleeping bag. Still cold.
Really?
Yep, still cold.
Huh. Interesting. I don't know what to go with that. But it seems to me that why are you outside anyway? That's kind of crazy. Like you're out with the dog.
Yeah. No. Well, there's nowhere to sleep.
Were you visiting someone?
Well, we rented a Airbnb house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what was it, the size of the studio?
No.
You couldn't sleep on
we
the...
There was 70 of us down there.
70?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Well, not in one house.
Okay. So you went down with your family. What was it? Was this a family reunion?
Family reunion / birthday party. Yeah.
Dear God, for who?
My aunt.
Oh,
great
my
aunt. My great aunt.
Your great aunt.
Yeah.
Great old aunt, like the oldest person in your family?
No, not the oldest person in our family.
So there was like 70 people.
Yeah.
In how many houses?
One giant house. But we didn't all like stay there. We got hotels and stuff.
But you slept outside. Yeah. Well, you were obviously you didn't sleep at the house either.
Well, I slept at another house.
You slept at another house.
The second night. The first one.
Oh, was that a bed?
That one had a bed. But the first night I got there, we went to the house and we didn't get there because I left right after work.
Yes.
So I didn't get there till
3 in the morning.
Yeah, 3 or 4 in the morning. Yeah.
So you just slept. Oh, just slept where you could.
Yeah.
Okay. 70 people?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people.
Man, and you were related to all of them?
Yeah.
Who is the scariest person that you were related to?
Scariest? I don't know.
There's not some crazy aunt or crazy uncle?
I mean, they're all pretty crazy.
Crazy how?
Just.
All living? Are they all living in Taos, right?
Oh, no. Just a couple of them are.
Okay.
But, yeah, some of the Taos people I saw some scary Taos people there. Like, man, I see why you stay in Taos because you are.
Scary. Why? Just
like you look like a biker, leather skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me. I'll eat you or something
like
that.
I'll eat your kids.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, I had fun down there.
Good. I'm glad you did. It was amazing. I was, for some reason, thinking that you just went down with you said you were going down with my family. I wasn't expecting, you know, all of your family.
Yeah, well, that's not even all of them. It was just like half of them.
What happened to you guys?
we're taking
lots
over
and
America.
Lots of sex. My God, man. But you're a Johnson.
Johnston. There's a ton of us.
Yes. My goodness, man.
This was the Irish side, the Dooley side.
The Dooley side.
Yeah.
Dooley noted.
Dooley.
My goodness. This whole story reminds me of what's not happening in Denmark. Did you hear about this story?
People aren't having babies in Denmark?
No. In fact, it's becoming a real problem in Europe where people just don't have... I mean, in order for a, you know, without being, you know, racist, sexist, gender specific or whatever... If two loving particular people need to have two children to be sustainable.
Okay.
2.1 to grow. So they need three in order to, you know, grow their family. But people are having a lot less than two. Like one. Or none.
Or none?
Yes.
I mean, who would bring a kid into this economy?
Lots of people. But in particularly in Denmark. So the Danes created this new program called Do It for Denmark.
Yes.
And if you're a Danish couple and then you go on vacation and you have sex and you become impregnated, you get 3 years worth of baby supplies.
Oh,
three.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad at all. I could really have used...
3 years of diapers?
3 years of diapers. That's a lot of diapers.
Formula?
Formula. Probably diapers and formula. Maybe some food. But what happened was that...
Do toys count?
No kidding. Probably the Chupong.
The learning kind?
Yes. Well, you know, I would imagine that, like, you know, the pacifier in Venezuela, they call him a Chupong.
Baby genius or whatever.
No, I don't know. You know, ABC
Baby
Mouse.
Einstein, yeah.
Whichever one it is, whichever. I don't know, man. I've been I've been sort of bombarded with the ABC Mouse and the little Baby Einstein stuff, and I'm not entirely sold on those.
Yeah.
I feel like there's anywhere where you can like teach a kid to count.
My cousins all seem interested in it, the younger ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it, which one? ABC Mouse? Like
both of them.
Baby Einstein?
Just like,
well,
what is this?
Yes. That's one way to get my kid to shut up. Is if he is being over the top and crazy,
yeah.
I will turn on television and it's like, oh...
Flashing moving pictures.
Yes, but that's just moving the anger down the road because when he turns that thing off, it's on.
Explosion.
Oh, yeah. His favorite thing? Ninjas? Karate chops. No more karate chops on Dad. Dad doesn't need any more karate chops, please.
You just lay down and have him karate chop your back, and it's like a massage.
No, he just doesn't do it good. Like, I've tried. I've tried to turn karate chops into massage, and I get boxed around the ears is what ended up happening. I said back, not ears.
It's
yes, Daddy.
Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.